Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today, we are covering Revenue Procedure 2000-2025. This one is about a fix for a problem created by a drafting error in the tax code, and it matters to anyone who made interior improvements to a commercial building in 2018, 2019, or 2020. Let me start by explaining the problem it solves. When Congress passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017, the intent was to make qualified improvement property, which is interior improvements to a non-residential building made after the building was first placed in service, eligible for 15-year depreciation and 100% bonus. That would have been a very good rule for commercial property owners. But the bill contained a drafting error. The specific language that was supposed to assign qualified improvement property to the 15-year class was accidentally omitted. So when the law took effect, qualified improvement property ended up in the 39-year class by default. Not 15 years, 39 years, with no bonus depreciation. That was not the intent. Congress wanted 15 years in bonus, but the written law said 39 years. Until the law was fixed, that is what everyone had to use. The CARES Act, signed into law in March of 2020, fixed it. Section 2307 of the CARES Act corrected the error and made qualified improvement property 15-year property, retroactive to property placed in service after December 31st of 2017. Now here is the problem that Revenue Procedure 2000-2025 addresses. Taxpayers had already filed their 2018 and 2019 returns under the old 39-year rule. They had no choice. When CARES Act fixed it retroactively, those taxpayers suddenly had missed depreciation sitting on their books. The improvement they made in 2018 should have been depreciating over 15 years with bonus. Instead, it had been depreciating over 39 years, which meant a lot of deductions had been missed. How do you fix that without going back and amending every prior year return? That can be expensive and time-consuming. Revenue Procedure 2000-2025 gives you three options. Option 1 is an amended return. You can go back and amend the return for the year the qualified improvement property was placed in service. This is straightforward but requires reopening prior filings. Option 2 is an administrative adjustment request. This is the option for partnerships and S-corporations that file on a pass-through basis. Instead of amended returns, partners and shareholders file administrative adjustment requests. Option 3, and this is often the most practical path, is a Form 3115. This is a form for changing an accounting method. You file it with your tax return for a year between 2018 and 2020. It calculates the cumulative depreciation you should have taken under the corrected rule, minus what you actually took. That difference, called the Section 481W NWA adjustment, flows through as a deduction in the year of change. You do not have to amend the old returns. You catch everything up in 1 year through a single form. For a large commercial renovation done in 2018, this can mean a very significant deduction available years later, all in 1 year, without reopening the prior returns. A cost segregation study can identify exactly which costs from those prior year improvements qualify as QIP. Once the qualifying costs are identified, the procedure gives you the mechanism to fix the depreciation. The study does the technical classification work. Revenue Procedure 2000-2025 provides the IRS-approved path to use the result. The bottom line is this. If you made interior improvements to a commercial building in 2018, 2019, or 2020, and you depreciated them over 39 years because the QIP fix had not yet happened, Revenue Procedure 2000-2025 is the procedure that lets you recover the missed depreciation. A cost segregation study paired with a Form 3115 filing is often the cleanest way to do it. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see whether this procedure applies to your property, visit the Authority Library in your report.